This week's parsha begins with the laws of vows. Take a vow, you gotta live by it. Lo yachil devaro. Don't defile your words. The rules are detailed. A vow is only a vow if it's said in a certain way. A promise is not a vow, but you got to keep that one too. Gemara quotes the verse, She'iris Yisroel lo yaseh avla. Jews don't do the wrong thing. Lo yedabru chazov. They don't say things that they're not going to do. Even if it's not a promise, you say you're going to do something. If it's not something that's unrealistic or too big, where people do count on you, you break your word, you're being unreliable. If it affects someone else. And the Sefer HaChinuch points out that although what we're discussing here is the vow, it's a lower class of person that says things and doesn't fulfill them. So what a vow really is about, it's perhaps a higher level of commitment. But the underlying principle is not limited to a vow. It's understand. When you say something, it's not just, I said, I didn't, come on, I didn't mean it. No. Words, there's a reality to words. In the verse where Hashem blows the soul into Adam, it says that he became nefesh chaya, a living soul. And in Unkelus' translation of it, he writes, he became ruach mamalala, a talking spirit. And we understand that that which represents human intelligence most, human intelligence over the rest of the animal kingdom, is speech. But get this straight, animals communicate. Animals communicate. We're not the only ones that communicate. Animals communicate. And they seem to understand each other quite well. Some with sound, others with body language. Ants get messages to one another. The human being doesn't just communicate. The human being has the ability to articulate. We can reason with the abstract and even express it in words. It was really the epitome of human intelligence. We value speech. That means take what you say seriously. When the Torah says, don't defile your word, that means that our words are something that we don't defile. That means that there's something special about them, something even holy about them, something real. We're so careful with speech. Along with that, we have laws of being sensitive to others in the way we speak, not to hurt people's feelings. Lashon hara, negative speech. So this, to begin with, this is so basic to Judaism. No, words are not cheap. You don't just say what you think the other person's got to hear. You got to take responsibility for what you say. So that's one side of it. I don't think I did it justice. There's so much more to be said about it. But then there's another side. And the Gemara tells us that to vow is to sin. To vow is to sin. Even if you ultimately fulfill your vow. But to vow is to sin. Another verse. If you refrain from taking vows, lo yevachoch et, you will not have sin. It means to vow is to sin. Why is that? Hirsch, in his commentary on Chumash, not in this week's parasha, but he explains what is the concept of a vow. A vow is, I am saying now what I'm going to do later. So he says that that's problematic. Because life is all about learning and becoming wiser. Every added hour of life experience makes you a different person. Why are you making decisions today about what you're going to do tomorrow? Tomorrow you'll be older and wiser. The whole concept of a vow is I'm determining today what I'm going to do tomorrow. So that goes against Jewish thought. We believe in constant growth. Why are you making decisions today for tomorrow? There's one exception in halacha. And that is, it says, in time of crisis, like when your life is on the line, there's a mitzvah to take a vow. There's a mitzvah to take something on and phrase it in the form of a vow so you're stuck with it. Says Hirsch. See, that's the exception. Because when your life is on the line, you're so much wiser than you are when your life is not on the line. Our priorities are straight. We have such clarity. We forget all the idiosyncrasies. You know, Israel has gone through wars. Wartime here is so special. Unfortunately, there's so much strife on ethnic grounds, religious grounds, political grounds. We when there's a real threat in wartime, everyone knows the score. We're in this together. Down at the core, we come from the same place. We originate from the same values. And everyone's there for one another. You see, when your life is on the line, that's the time to make decisions. Because then you have clarity. The reason I got into this discussion is because this is a special place. You come here and you're exposed to a whole different way of thinking and living. And then comes the question, what's it going to be like when I'm not here anymore? What's it going to be like when I'm not living and studying in an environment that is so conducive to growth, where the social pressure is actually pushing one to grow? What's it going to be like when the social pressure is to sink? What's it going to be like when what's in the air is just make money and kill time and have fun? What's it going to be like? You got to plan your life out here. Because I'm afraid that out there, you may be older, but you won't be wiser unless you maintain the values that you know are true. So yeah, keep growing. Make your decisions on the basis of what you know is right. Hopefully the greater you are, the more accurate your judgment is going to be. Or saying your values are going to be. But when you understand that the moments of clarity you've got here will be fewer and far apart when you're out there, make your plans now and respect them and don't defile them. You know what's right. You understand that there's so much more. Not just truth, but real pleasure in living a life that's filled with ideals, even at the expense of fun. You know, the emotional pleasure, the peace of mind, knowing that you're living right, that's worth so much more than all the fun out there that leaves you just empty. So although we don't like making decisions for tomorrow, here you do that. Maintain your clarity. And think about tomorrow. And think about what you really want to look like. And really think about what you want your lives to look like, your families to look like. And understand your place in Jewish destiny. Now you know. You may forget, beware.